Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson, and welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I'm here today in Mexico preparing for an event tomorrow with the Two Comma Club X Mastermind Group, as well as the Inner Circle and the Category Kings. And I'm actually doing a presentation all about personal development and how to literally go and get whatever it is you want in life. And so I got some thoughts and some ideas I want to share with you guys. So with that said, we'll cue the theme song. We come back. We're going to be talking about definiteness of purpose.
So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so some of you guys have heard this story in the past, but when I write books, apparently my process, I didn't plan it this way, but I usually write a book and then decide I don't like it and delete it and then go and do a live event where I teach the entire principles and concepts and then start over and write the book again. And I keep forgetting this apparently, because you would think that it'd be easier for me just to do a live event teaching the principles and then write a book afterwards, but alas, I have forgotten every single time. So I've literally done this. I did it for the .com Secrets book, the Expert Secrets book, and the Traffic Secrets book. And right now I'm doing it with the Secrets of Success book. Whoa, you guys just found out the title. I haven't told anybody publicly yet. So congratulations. You know something nobody else does. And so that's the new book I'm writing. And I wrote it. I wrote about 200 and something pages and realized I didn't like it and deleted it. And now I'm doing a live event for our mastermind group. And I was trying to think, like, how am I going to do this? My category kings were asking me and begging me. They're like, you should do it at your penthouse in downtown Boise and teach us for 3 days there. And I was going to, but I just didn't have the... Anyway, long story. I was like, well, I'm doing this thing in Mexico. We have everyone coming. This is going to be the best place for me to do it. And so I've been preparing for it, putting it together, and I'm stressing about and excited about all the things that come with the new presentation and new principles. And, you know, I think a lot about this. I study a lot about this. I go deep on this. I think of, you know, in my own mind, I'm trying to always figure out how to be more successful. So I have a lot of stuff here. I've helped a lot of people be successful, but I've never broken it down in a way that I can share with people. So that's been kind of a hard process. Like, how do you take this thing that you've been, you know, a lot of it subconsciously doing, some of it consciously doing for the last, you know, 20, 30 years of your life, and how do you put it in a way that people can then take it as a system and use. And that's been my challenge. But I think I got it. I'm really excited. And so tomorrow I'm actually doing a session in the morning. It's about 90 minutes with everybody. It's basically going to be the intro chapter for the new book. But it's something it's powerful. I can't tell you everything that's happening there, but anyway, I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to change people's lives. So that'll be the intro session. Then we break, we got excursions, and we come back 8 o'clock at night. I'm going from 8 o'clock until 2 or 3 in the morning, teaching the rest of the book. And I'm so excited for it. So someday this book will be there and you guys can read it. Hopefully it's good. If it sucks, then yeah, don't tell me about it, because I put so much effort into this thing. It's crazy. But as I'm working on this, there's one concept that just like keeps driving throughout this book, over and over and over again. And it's a principle I learned from Napoleon Hill. And those, I think a lot of you guys know who Napoleon Hill is. If you don't, he wrote the book Think and Grow Rich. He wrote The Laws of Success. He's written a whole bunch of amazing books and magazines. And I've recently acquired most of his life work, original copies and original manuscripts. And it's just been like one of the coolest things ever. But I'm telling you this because it's interesting. In almost everything that Napoleon Hill has written, he has this one thread that weaves throughout all of it over and over and over again. From every book, every course, every manuscript, like everything I've found that I've acquired, every magazine article, like he just keeps coming back to this one thing. And as I've been putting this together, it's been interesting because I keep coming back to it as well. And I talked about it Funnel Hacking Live for a little bit for those who were there, but the principle is called definiteness of purpose. And it was funny, at Funnel Hacking Live, I couldn't remember how to say that word definiteness. It's like the hardest word to say, but I've gotten it now. I keep the way I remember it, for those who try to remember it, is definite. Like, I'm definitely going to do it. I'm definiteness. I have definiteness of purpose. And so Napoleon Hill talks about this. Like, if you want something in life, it's not just like I have a purpose, but it's like I have definiteness of purpose. So it's not just like, oh yeah, I'm hoping to get this thing. It's like, no, like I'm definitely going to get it. Like, definiteness of purpose. This is the thing. This is where it is. This is how I'm going to get it. Right. And there's a quote from his book, one of his books. He says that there is one quality which one must possess to win. And that is definiteness of purpose, the knowledge one wants and a burning desire to possess it. Okay. So that's what definiteness of purpose is. It's all about like seeing the thing you want, but more so than just seeing it, and then having this burning desire. Like, I have to have that thing at all costs. I'm going for it. I'm looking for it. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to run towards it. I'm going to figure those things out. Right. And then from there, you know, there's a lot more that goes into this, but it's building out the plan and the structure and the strategy and then the tactics and like all this stuff to go and get that thing. But it begins with that purpose. If you don't have that definiteness of purpose, it's hard. I think a lot of people don't have that. Like, they're coming into, you know, like so many people, like they don't have a purpose. They're like, I don't know, I'm just here. Like, I don't have a purpose. And I think that God's put desires in all of our hearts and that are there to like give us that purpose. And so if you haven't found that in your life where you're like, I know the purpose is what I'm doing, like sometimes I think some people think it's like, oh, I got to do like Russell. I got to figure out like, what's my mission and who am I going to serve? And that may be it. One thing I talk about during my presentation tomorrow is like, there's like the purpose is twofold. Like sometimes it's like, I need to go and create this purpose, create this movement, create this calling. Like you're creating something. But other times it's alignment with it, right? Like there are so many rock stars on my team who have aligned with my definiteness of purpose and they're part of it. I couldn't do it without them, right? And so it's not always like I have to be the one that's creating this whole new thing. It's like, either I'm going to create something or I need to align with somebody who's created. Like, what do I believe in? Like, what's the missions that I have so much belief in the mission, what they're doing. Like, I want to pursue their goal. I want to pursue their mission with definiteness of purpose. I want to be aligned with them. I want to help them. I want to serve them. I want to be part of the mission. Right. And so I think the big thing is looking for those things. Like, what are the things you're passionate about? If you're not passionate about anything, well, it's time to start dabble in a million different things till you find something that like lights a spark and gets you excited that you can like say, this is my thing. I'm going to move forward with definite purpose. I'm either going to create something amazing. I'm going to find someone who already is doing something I believe in. I'm going to align with them. I'm going to serve. I'm going to be part of that. And it could be anything, right? I know when we first introduced Operation Underground Railroad with the ClickFunnels community back, 4 years ago now, I had so many people who came back and said, I resonate with this mission. I want to be part of it. And they started weaving into their events and with their products and the things they were doing because they wanted to be part of that, right? They wanted to help to serve these children with definiteness of purpose. Like, that's a purpose I want to be aligned with, I want to work towards. And they didn't create it. I didn't create it, right? Tim Ballard was the one who was called for that mission, right? He was the one who had to do it. But all of us have a chance to look at that purpose and say, okay, I want to align with that. Right? And I have a burning desire to do it. I'm going to do everything in my power to win, to help, to serve, to do that thing, right? And so in all of us, we have different times in life, but the initial thread is that, right? And I'm glad he didn't just say, you got to have a purpose. And a lot of times nowadays, people are like, you got to have a why. Like, what's your why? And what Napoleon Hill is saying is so much deeper than that. It's not just a why, it's your purpose, which is bigger. A why is like a reason I want something, right? Which is big, it's important. But you say, not as a why, it's your purpose. Like, it's bigger. It's like, this is the purpose of me being here, is to go and do this thing to get, to achieve, to retrieve, to bring back, to save, to fix, like whatever your purpose is, right? It's purpose, but not just like a purpose. It's like definiteness. Like I am lasering in on this target. I'm looking at that thing and I know that's what I need to get. That's the thing I've been called to serve, to achieve, to figure out. And then you start running towards that thing, okay? And so that's one thing I wanted to share. Because again, like there's a million things I could share with you from these presentations and this eventual book, but like the one thing that's like this thread throughout is like really understanding it. Like, what are you moving towards with definiteness of purpose, right? Not just like, what am I wandering? Like a lot of us are wanderers. We're drifters. We're kind of like, you know, waiting for something, but I'm looking at like, what is the thing I can look and say that, like, that is the goal. That's the mission. That's the purpose. And I'm like, with all my focus, all my energy, I'm moving forward with definite purpose to accomplish, to do, to go after that thing. If you don't have that thing, I would implore you, I would beg you, I would ask you to go look for that thing and start searching for it, because the quality of your life, the excitement, the energy, the passion, all the things will increase when you are moving towards something with definiteness of purpose. Too many people live their lives on a couch watching Netflix, where I think like the good stuff, the stuff you're going to remember, the stuff that people remember you for are these other things, right? I think sometimes people hear this and they're like, oh, like you're saying I'm not ready, I'm not worthy, I'm not, well, I'm not saying that at all. I think all of you guys right now are good enough. Like, I believe God's proud of you. I believe I'm proud of you. Like if you don't accomplish anything, it doesn't matter to me. But the pursuit of something great will change you, and it'll change the people around you. It'll change the people in the wake of the service you're doing. As you move forward with a mission, with something, the wake of people behind you that changes their lives, the wake of contribution is huge, right? I look at like my mission to help entrepreneurs and to serve and all these things I've been doing. Like I've been moving forward with definite purpose, trying to, you know, with all my power to create, to do, to serve, to do these kind of things. The wake behind me is contribution, right? Like, it's created jobs, it's helped people and their families, like it's helped entrepreneurs to start their own companies, like the wake of contribution when you are moving forward with definite purpose is huge. And so go and create those wakes of contribution, run, move forward, have some fun, like go serve people, pick a purpose and run towards it. Not because you have to have that for anyone to love you or to care about you or that you need that to be a better person. Like that's not the things. It's finding that purpose and then like it'll light you up. It'll change you in a way that nothing else ever could. And so anyway, there's my call to you. It's time, you guys. Your purpose is out there. Go find it and then pursue it with definiteness. And if you do that, not only will it change your life, it'll change lives of the people that are in your wake of contribution. So go and do it. Have some fun with it. And then wait for me to write this darn book. Hopefully it gets done sooner than later because I want to share it with you guys. I think these principles are good. I'm excited. So, all right, that's all I got. Thank you so much. Have an amazing day. And let me know if you see this on Instagram or Facebook or anywhere, tag me. Like, take a picture on your phone and tag me. You upload the picture to Facebook or Instagram or whatever and tag me and tell me, like, what is your purpose? Like, what are you pursuing with definiteness? And when you do that, I want to hear about it because you guys are the people that are changing the world. And so if I can support you and help in any way, that's my role. That's my job is to help support the creators, help giving you guys the ability to get your message out to more people because you are the ones who are changing the world. Thanks so much. And I'll talk to you guys again soon. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to 2 marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.